are here with Credit Unions for Kids, Joe Dearborn. Joe, how's it going?
Great, Mike.
Good.
Great. Thanks for the invite back. Always
You're
nice
very,
to come and talk to you.
Always have you on the show. It's always fun to talk to you guys because you guys do such great work, and credit unions are always kicking into high gear about this time of year. Well, actually, it's year-round they do a great job.
Yeah, they do. Unlike some of our other partners, credit unions fundraise throughout the year, events, campaigns, whatever works for a particular credit union.
Yeah.
We encourage them to do it.
And they do it.
They do it well. They do it well.
Yeah,
it's
speaking
amazing.
Of, what are some of the latest, do you have any of the latest stats?
This year, I should say in 2015.
Yeah. We can talk about 2015.
Our most recent numbers. Credit unions raised about $11.5 million.
Wow.
Which
nice.
Is an 8% increase over 2014. Now, the industry average, the nonprofit industry average, was a 4% increase in growth.
Mm-hmm.
This year, so credit unions actually doubled up on that.
Nice.
With the 8% increase. So I just think it's a testimony to the commitment the credit unions have made to support their local children's hospitals, and we couldn't be more delighted with our partnership and what they've meant to kids for the last 20 years. And by the way, Mike, this is the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing that up.
We're delighted. You know, if you look at kind of business in general, there's not a lot of partnerships that last 20 years and are going strong.
You're right, yeah.
And this is the case here. In that 20-year period, credit unions have raised $150 million.
That's
pretty
phenomenal.
Impressive.
That's phenomenal.
It's mind-boggling. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
And they do it with the kids in mind first, and we're encouraging our credit unions to let your members know what you're doing to support children's hospitals. Let your elected officials.
Yeah.
I know that. You know they're going to walk the hill on Wednesday. Let your officials, your elected officials, know what you're doing in your community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heck of a lot more than other financial institutions are doing.
No doubt.
And throughout the industry. So I think that's something the credit union should really take pride in, and should tell people, hey, here's what we're doing.
What we're doing
to make a difference in our community. It's about the people helping people philosophy and to help. And stick it as your kids. I don't know if there's a better example of it.
Well, giving back is such a good message, and it's a good message to give to your, from a consumer point of view, it's a good message to give to your customers, whether you're a credit union or Best Buy or whatever, you know?
Right.
But in this case, credit unions, it falls right in line with what they do, people helping people, and it's a great, like you said, it's a great message, a give-back message to give to your members, and they can make them proud to be part of your credit union.
Exactly, and I think I think what some credit unions have found out, when they have engaged their members, they learn that their members have had a child treated at that hospital.
Yep.
So it's a pretty amazing relationship, partnership that we've developed over those 20 years, and like I say, it's as strong as ever, and we're looking to, help credit unions tell the story better.
Mm-hmm.
So, as they talked about in the session, the CU difference. This is an example of the CU difference.
When
you're raising $11.5 million, second only to Walmart and Costco. That's pretty darn impressive.
Pretty
and
good company.
A lot of it's a dollar at a time.
Yeah.
Small credit unions doing little small events and. Then there's, the $1 million wine auction event that we do. There's an $800,000 golf tournament done up in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First Tech does. So we really run the gamut, from icon sales raise, $100 to, these major events raising,
Yeah, it adds up. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the amount is. It all adds
it
up.
All adds
as long
up.
As consistent.
So when you have, upwards, we probably have about 5,000 credit unions that fundraise for us in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They might do it individually.
Mm-hmm.
They might work with your chapter.
Mm-hmm.
They might partner with like Co-op. Co-op has our Miracle Match program. They fund that annually to $1 million. So there's a number of ways credit unions can get involved. And just because they're a small credit union doesn't mean they can't have an impact. Because together, credit unions are having one heck of an impact and helping us treat 10 million kids annually. And a lot of what credit unions are fundraising for would not be possible. It's research, it's new equipment, it's new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are funds that only come through philanthropy, and without the credit union support, a lot of these programs wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
So they are making, having a profound impact on children's health care. And also, it's one heck of a legacy that credit unions are leaving behind as we continue on into the next, hopefully the next 20 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, every time our kids go to, and I have five-year-old, my wife and I have five-year-old twin girls, and we have other teenagers. Yeah. I mean, anytime they go to Children's Hospital in San Diego, I always think of you guys, and I think of credit unions, and it's like, you know what? A lot of this stuff wouldn't be here if it weren't for the generosity of this industry.
Philanthropy builds those hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going into business, you're not going to go into business and invest in children's health care because it's so expensive to treat these kids.
Unbelievably expensive.
And without philanthropy, you know, we wouldn't have the finest health care in the world. And the research that's done is, you know, another big part of what our hospitals are doing. And, you know, so research done at one hospital then becomes the protocol for hospitals throughout the country, throughout the world.
Exactly.
So it's...
Good point.
Yeah, the number of kids it's impacting. And, you know, hopefully your five-year-olds don't need the hospital anymore because I'm thinking that's probably like maybe an accident or something.
We have plenty of those. We have frequent flyer mileage at the local children's hospital, by golly.
So
they know us well.
So, but, you know, even if you don't ever use it, it's really great to know that it's there.
It's
a safety net.
Yeah.
Especially in these times when families don't have insurance. You know, insurance, you might have insurance, but it, in most cases, has a cap. It's usually maybe $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to treat a chronically ill child, $1 million is not going to go
nothing.
Very far. So what kicks in is, you know, it's philanthropy. It's charitable care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that that credit unions help with
and
our hospitals.
Speaking of raising money, I mean, what campaign? You talked about the Miracle Matchmaker. I mean, what Co-op does.
Co-op with the
and
Miracle Match.
The golf tournament that First Tech does.
Yes.
What other campaigns are coming up?
Well,
for
we have four national campaigns. The first one is starting in April is our Change a Child's Life coin collection campaign, April through May. Credit unions can order their kits online at cuforkids.org.
Okay.
And there's no charge, so everything's free.
Beautiful.
To the credit union. We also are doing our Miracle Jeans Day, which is in September. In October, we follow with Shop for Miracles, which is our newest program. It raised $500,000 last year.
Good grief.
And
awesome.
I like to make the business case for it because a credit union that participates has an opportunity to not only raise money but also impact their bottom line. For every credit union that participates, those participating donate or commit to donate 25 cents for every transaction on International Credit Union Day. It's October 20th this year.
Okay.
Or another predetermined amount, might be 10 cents.
Yeah.
They could cap it, but those credit unions that have actively marketed it and reached out to their members and said, hey, here's what we're doing, they've actually seen an increase in the number of card transactions. So
that means
revenue to their bottom line.
Yeah, it's that giving back thing.
A donation, And I think that it's one way we talked about engaging the members. This is a great way to engage the members
and
let them know
aware.
The 100% of the money stays in that local market to help those kids. So we're helping, you know, members' kids, employees' kids, and the community at large. So that's an exciting program. We're hoping to take it to the next level. Then our final campaign is a holiday icon or winter icon campaign in November and December. And then we've also got the 20th anniversary that we're celebrating. We have some social media plans for using some of our celebrities to tweet out and Instagram and Facebook, so we're hoping to get some leverage those relationships.
Good.
And then we've got some other surprises down the line that we're gonna
keep us on our toes.
Promote. Yes. So those are, and then we have a World's Finest Chocolate. I used to be a partner years ago, and we've now gone back, and we have a new agreement with them. So those credit unions that like to sell chocolate to their members and to their employees.
They Who doesn't?
They can do it and raise money.
So I love it.
It's a sweet deal.
It's a sweet deal. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. And so, well, you mentioned how credit unions can get involved. Obviously, go to the website.
Yeah.
And all the resources that are there. And obviously, they're doing a great job already being involved. What else can they do to get involved to up the ante, so to speak?
You know, if they so desire, if they want to go visit their local hospital and find out what their funds are.
That's a great idea.
They can set up an appointment or a tour with our CMN Hospital Program Director, who's right there at the hospital, and they love to provide those tours and let the credit unions know the impact they're making. You know, there's any number of examples around the country what you can visibly see credit unions have helped accomplish at a hospital.
Yeah, because I can see it clearly when I go to the children. I mean, again, here I'm talking about the Children's Hospital in San Diego, but as an example, I can clearly see that, they're building a new wing here.
Yeah.
They have new equipment over here. Every time we go, there's something new there.
Yeah.
And helping these people out. This
and,
is
you
really
know,
neat.
The way technology is so, the changes in technology, I think, it requires us to always look for new ways to treat the kids, and that's obviously quite expensive.
Yes, it
when
is.
You're buying new equipment, the research and everything like that. So it's one of the things I really like about the job is having the opportunity to tour the hospitals and see how special they really are. Most people see it from the outside, which is great. They don't. That means they haven't had to take their kid there.
Exactly.
But some, have spent. Some kids are spent their entire life there. You know, if they're born premature.
Yeah.
But one thing, and this is kind of an example, is 20 years ago, a child that was born premature.
Mm-hmm.
Would probably have a very limited chance of survival.
Right.
That same child that's born today will have
Technology.
They'll grow up and they'll have what we take for granted, a normal life.
Right, right.
I mean, and I think that's kind of tells you over that 20 years the impact that credit unions have had in helping us get there.
I agree.
There's many other examples.
That's a great example. Yeah. All right, last question for you. Goals for the GAC. What are your goals here? Obviously, exposure.
Exposure, and you know what? To say thank you.
Oh!
To say thank you.
I love it.
I mean, after 20 years, $150 million, you can never say thank you enough.
And that's true.
You just find different ways to do that. but it's our way to steward the relationship, let the credit unions know that they are important and that they are critical to the success of their local children's hospital, the impact they can play. So it goes back to the people helping people philosophy.
Yep.
And credit unions have done an amazing job over the last 20 years.
You're the first person, I've asked that question like every other interview, you're the first person who said, my goal for the GAC is to say thank you. I love it. Great message.
Personally, I can't say it enough. It's been my good fortune to work with the credit unions for the last 11 years.
It's a good group.
A wonderful group. I mean, from the CEO down to the teller, I mean, they all have an impact. I don't see that in many other industries.
I agree with you.
And as taking that to another step is, what industry can you think of that collectively has gotten together and supported one charity like credit unions?
I can't think of one, really.
I don't think there are any, and I don't think you would find them doing it for 20 years. So
nope.
I just think that it's a perfect marriage, I continue to be amazed, even after 11 years, when I come to a conference like this and see the passion that the credit unions have for our hospitals and the work they do every day to support them.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Joe?
Mike, thank you very
always
much.
Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work there,
yes.
And we'll keep track of the good things that you guys are doing.
Yes.
And thank you for the work that you do as well.
Thank you.
You're kind of the conduit for us to help out the kids.
Try to be. And we'll be back in touch again with the latest updates on our 20th anniversary.
Sounds awesome. Okay.